What's going on, and welcome to the Backpacking Podcast. As always, John Kelly here with my blinking friend, Mr. Jeremiah Stringer. How are you, man?
Great. I was blinking to the beat of the music. I don't know.
That's impressive.
I'll have to go back and review the footage to see if it was any good. But
you did it.
If our audio is aligned properly with the video, maybe I was blinking to the beat. But you know how that is.
Oh yeah. So Jeremiah, we have something we have to do today that we haven't done yet.
Oh yeah, what is that?
We have to come up with the finalist, the winner of the audio only giveaway from our 200th anniversary.
Oh yeah, we had a $50 gift card that we were giving away, an e-gift card to outdoorbeards.com.
Yep.
And we're picking the winner today. I don't know if you saw the email from our winner during the live version, because we gave away two.
I did.
Did you see the title of the email?
No. Yes. Oh yeah, he did exactly what you told him to do.
What did I say?
You were like, make it R57329er or something like that.
Oh, it was 1234, I declare a thumb war.
Whatever it was. He did it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, shout out to Phoenix Town.
All right, so I'm going to – the deal was we had to laugh. And so, oddly enough, only seven people competed for this one, if you can believe it.
Well, not everybody can have a luscious beard like us.
I know. So, are you ready to hear them?
Yeah, the poll just said, make us laugh. So, let's see if they can make us laugh. I hope we got
seven
at least
messages.
One.
Seven messages. Here's the first one.
Okay.
That one sperm must have been like, you got one egg, fertilize it.
Oh, okay. I get it. I made a baby announcement during during that stream. I get it.
And Jason, he missed her backpacking with Jason'd it too. So it says the tears of Buckeye fans is what keeps the Great Lakes so great.
Oh.
That didn't win. Tough. That's not winning.
It gave me a chuckle.
Okay. Yeah, but that's only half a chuckle in this contest, buddy. So okay, so we got the next one. Congratulations to the Dookie Dialogues with the Go Next Twins, Kentucky Red, and Mr. Frodo.
Oh,
that's not too bad.
No, that's clever.
That's not too bad. Let's see. Tried to write my joke, but it was too long. Either way, congrats on 200 to both of you, and especially to JS for that bun in the oven.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I don't think they got the point of this whole thing was to make us laugh. Let's try this again. Well, let's try another one.
In his or her defense, could be a woman with the beard. Who knows? In his or her defense. Yeah, I told you about dating the girl and her mom had a beard, right?
Oh, yeah. When I was in college, we had a girl who had a beard, and she was one of the people that served us our food.
Well, if she wanted a better beard, she should have used outdoor beards.
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, there was a character limit, I think, set on there by Spotify.
All right, so you ready?
Yep.
Next one. Okay, what has five toes that's not in your foot? It's not your foot. My foot.
Wait, can you read that again?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what has five toes that's not your foot? My foot.
Is that a dad joke?
I believe it is. Then you've got Jeremiah. You should make apology dress merch. A black dress with the written apology on the back to those I hurt.
Oh, I like it. That's a good callback to the Jeff Garmire.
That's good. And then the last one is, I'm pretty sure you're pronouncing that wrong.
That's good as well.
Oh man, you know what? I really think the very first one might have been the funniest.
Read the first one.
That one sperm must have been like, you got one egg, fertilize it.
Okay, I'll agree. I'll agree.
So that goes to Christopher Wibbenhorst.
Yeah, you just need to get in contact with us. What did you say that they need to do after we pick the winner?
They just need to email us at backpackingpodcast@gmail.com, and we will get their information from them and make sure it gets to our buddies over at Outdoor Beards.
Yeah, and title the email 1234, I declare thumb war, and I'll know exactly what the email is about. Isn't that right, John?
Exactly. 2975er. We got it. It's all good.
Dude, I was on that trip where they were doing the overlanding. Jeremy had like kind of spurred this trip. Mm-hmm. And those guys had their radio talk. And apparently there's some kind of rules for the different radio frequencies. Do you know about this? Like, you got to have a license to be on one thing versus another.
No.
It's like GSMR. I don't know. Somebody right now is yelling into their earbuds. They're like, this guy has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to off-roading. And
I
you're right.
I can guarantee I have no idea.
That was my first or second time ever doing anything like that. And those guys would come over their little radios, breaker 19. I don't know what you'd do if you didn't have all those CBs.
Breaker 19. They actually say it that way?
Oh, I don't know. I just made that part up. I don't remember what exactly they were saying. They had their radio thing.
I genuinely thought you meant that they were actually doing that. They were actually going breaker 19.
No, but they were doing the whole radio talk. You know the radio talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
5870.
We used to get on the walkie-talkies and the CB radios and stuff back in the day and bother truckers.
Did you really?
If you want to get some truckers ticked off, just get on the CB radio and just say, Peterbilt sucks.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, because I don't know. I don't know about this.
Yeah.
So on the trucker situation, you may not know, and it's okay if you don't, because I don't either. Does every semi-truck come pre-installed with a CB radio?
I'm pretty sure they all have them.
Okay. And if they don't, I assume that you can install one probably, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I want to know, how long is the range? Like, let's say there's an accident and you want to talk to truckers behind you, like 3 miles back. It'd be like, hey, you need to go ahead and take that exit or whatever. Go ahead and start slowing down. There's an accident up here, or there's a roadblock or whatever.
Right.
I wonder how long the range is, and how do you know who you're talking to, other than like my call sign's butterfly or whatever, you know?
I don't know if you really do know who you're talking to. I mean, when we did CB radios, we had no idea who we were talking to. We just talked, and we got all kinds of conversations with people. And I mean, they go for miles. I know they go for miles. I don't know how many.
Let me give it a quick goog.
You going to goog it?
I'm going to give it a quick goog. What should I say? How far does a CB radio reach?
Sure.
Google says about 15 miles or more.
Wow. That's pretty good. Well installed.
But anyway, I learned on that trip, apparently to use a one type of radio versus another, you had to have some kind of certification or something. I don't know. I don't know what was preventing them from just handing me the radio and me being able to talk on it as well.
Maybe they were just messing with you.
No, I wasn't even involved in the conversation. I was just listening to them talk.
Maybe they knew you were there and they were playing with you the entire weekend.
You think so?
What if that was the plan? Like Chris and Carlson got together and were like, hey, we're going to punk Jeremiah the entire time.
They wanted to lead to me talking about it with you on this podcast. This was their plan.
This was the way they got on the podcast, was by tricking you. That's what they did. I gotta say something. If you're watching on YouTube right now, we didn't plan for our mics to look like they were growing out of each other.
Oh, that is weird.
But they really, like, they look like they're connected. It's kind of cool. So Jeremiah, I got a new piece of gear in the mail a couple weeks ago, and I haven't had a chance to take it out yet, and I'm going nuts because I need to get out. But I got a new headlamp.
Oh, what are you working with here? Is this made in China?
I have to look at what it's actually called because it's so new. It's from a company called Sandmark.
Uh-huh.
Sandmark Action Gear. And this is the headlamp. Okay. This is the Pro Headlamp is what it's called. It's got a single button on the side. And what's great is it's an articulating head. So it rotates up and down. But it also rotates out away.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Spectre gadget mode on it.
And there's magnets on the back of it. So if you're at your car after you've gotten off the trail and it's dark, and you're having trouble seeing things, you can actually stick this to the frame of your car and be able to see anything you want. And it's rechargeable. It's got USB-C rechargeable. It's got a red light. It goes up to 700 lumens. And I mean, it's bright, really, really bright. But here's the crazy thing, dude. Strap and everything, it's like a half an ounce more than the Nightcore NU.
So the Nightcore NU 25, that's right. Really popular. Let me see what the weight is on that.
I got it right here in front of me.
I have one as well. I used it on my last trip.
I mean, you can see the profile's different on them and everything, but like this thing right here is not a whole lot heavier, which blew my mind. As a matter of fact, you ready for this?
Yes.
The spot headlamp that everybody loves, the one that uses batteries, weighs more than this one.
Oh, I would believe it. There's probably that USB-C, I don't know. I have like one flashlight that's got a rechargeable battery, but you have to take the battery out and plug the USB-C into it. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah.
You have to do that with this headlamp or
no? It's got a spot right behind it here. You just plug it in right there.
You know, I looked up the Nightcore NU25 and I can't 100% confirm. It says 0.99 ounces or 28 grams, but I don't know if that includes the strap. I would assume so.
I weighed it with the strap. I weighed both of them with the strap because the truth is you wear it with a strap.
Yeah, you're going to have to carry that strap.
Yeah, and I think it was like a half an ounce. I mean, it's insane. Maybe an ounce. I don't know.
Half different, you're saying.
Yeah, that's all this thing weighs more, and it does more. And it's really cool. I like really cool stuff.
Yeah, most of the time I take that little, what's the brand? All the rock climbers seem to have these.
Oh, I've got one too. I know what you're talking about.
It's got like elastic, little elastic strap.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people actually swap out the band, the elastic band, for the elastic cordage.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to kill me to not know.
I know. I'm with you too. I'm the same way because I've got it.
Petzl Bendy.
Yep.
Petzl Bendy. Yep. That is my go-to. But you know, honestly, I don't like how long the battery lasts, especially if you use it on the max.
It's very short battery life.
Yeah, and I don't like recharging all that stuff. You know, you want to save your battery for your phone. Personally, I do.
Yeah, that's the only thing I don't know about this yet. I don't know what the battery life is like, but according to the thing, it's something like 30 hours, which, I mean, that's like an entire weekend plus some.
And, yeah, in the wintertime, you want as much battery as possible because you get to camp, it's 5 o'clock, and it's already getting dark.
And it's cold, so the battery's going to drain quicker, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said it's got USB-C. Let me show you what I purchased.
Oh, I want to see what you purchased.
Well, don't get too excited because I did not want to purchase it. See what that is?
Oh, that is a new case that belongs to some iPad or EarPod Pros, right?
AirPods. Yeah. So, you know, as I've talked about before, I bought the AirPod Pros. They're overpriced, under deliver. And
it's kind of like the backpacking podcast.
It's according to Jeff Garmeyer. Yeah, your expectations are everything. Anyway, so I bought those AirPod Pros when those came out, and they hurt my ears after like 5 minutes of wearing them. So I returned them and got the most basic AirPods you can get, first generation, not even wireless charge capability. Well, I've been using those until our trip to Cave Run Lake.
Really?
I went there. Yep, I went there a few weeks ago, and I got in the truck, drove home. When I got home, the AirPods were not in my pocket. And I had them in. I had them in right as I got to the truck. And then I ordered these. And I cannot understand for the life of me why it's not USB-C. Why in the world were for third generation AirPods?
They are USB-C. They've got you must have gotten an older pair because they actually have USB-C ones now.
They have USB-C, but they're AirPod Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Third generation. I didn't buy the AirPod Pro because they hurt my ears last time. That's and they were an extra $90. But you know, I didn't want to. Well, these have spatial audio and everything, but they kind of hurt my ears too. They're not the same shape as the original AirPods, and that is annoying. But my main gripe is now I have an iPad and an iPhone. I know these are first world problems. But going backpacking, how great would it be if every single piece of equipment I had was all
USB-C?
Yep. Why? Apple. Come on. Steve Jobs. The late Steve Jobs. Come on. What are you doing?
Steve from the grave. You need him to come back.
Steve from the grave. Can you please haunt the current CEO of Apple?
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook. Timmy. Is that who?
Timmy, get it right, man. Come on, come Timmy. On, Timmy. Get
I
it
know
right.
You're right now. But anyway,
what'd
that's
you say?
My
I know what?
I know Timmy's listening right now.
Oh, he is. He listens every episode.
If it weren't for him, we wouldn't be on Apple Podcast.
That's right.
I know he's listening.
That's right. Because Tim's the one that personally approved our podcast to be on Apple.
That's right. That's yeah, right. I can text his number if you need it. But anyway, that's my update. I do not like the fact that my AirPods, I have to still bring a different cord, even though I bought those other ones years ago.
Right. I still
bring the lightning cable. Or some would say, you know, your problem is you're using headphones on trail. If you just leave those at home, then you wouldn't have to charge them. Yeah.
Hike your own hike, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
Hike your own hike. Speaking of, dude.
Hike your own hike, bro.
We got several comments on a couple of things. One thing I want to talk about was a comment on the spade that you bought. The packed spade.
Oh, yeah.
We were on air, and you purchased it while we were recording.
Yeah, and I unboxed it, I think, on air too, didn't I?
Yeah, you unboxed it whenever it came in, and it had like little towelette wipes or something. And
right.
Was that the one that you had that you sprinkle something on top of the poop and then cover it up?
Yeah, you don't sprinkle. It's just there's a tablet you put in, and it helps to break things down. Yeah.
You don't sprinkle it on top. You just drop the
fairy dust.
Yeah. So have you actually had to use it on trail yet?
I have. I've used the trowel, and the trowel's awesome, actually. It's real rigid, which is nice, especially if you're digging in like some hard ground. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome too because it's a round handle. There are no edges to it at all. And like, okay. I don't know, there are very few trowels where you don't have some kind of an edge that kind of digs into your hand while you're digging up hard ground. And so that was really, really nice. Really, really nice.
Well, somebody had either sent us an email, but I'm pretty sure they commented and was asking, they were basically saying, this is the best trowel. You need to check this out. And I said, well, that reminds me, John actually, and I responded to their comment, I think, and said, John actually bought this while we were on air. So maybe that person's listening now, and that's why I was asking for a little update on the poop situation with the trowel. But it sounds like all is in order.
Yeah, it's great. I did realize that there's a lot of extra weight when you bring all the inserts and stuff with it. Because it comes mm-hmm. with all these like inserts and things. What I did is I kind of got rid of the inserts and just carried the trowel and put the tablets and other stuff like in other bags so that I didn't have to worry about it. Because it was just too much. Like you've got this plastic thing that goes inside of it that holds all the wipes and it has a space to put those other things in it. And to me, it was just kind of too much weight. It was way lighter just to bring some tablets and put them in like a separate little Ziploc bag instead of putting them inside the trowel and it being all heavier.
So you don't do any baby wipes when you're on trail. You just bring those little things that you can drip water on, like a little circle towel, and then it expands.
Yep. I use those to clean up at night too. Like if I've been hiking through mud and stuff, I use those for that too. And they're great too because they hold up better than baby wipes. Like baby wipes fall apart.
Yeah.
Scrubbing, and those don't fall apart at all. Like they hold together the whole time. So
I have a loyalty on my baby wipes. What's your baby wipe?
Mine are Wissy wipes.
No, I'm talking about at the house.
Oh, at the house?
Uh-huh.
What kind do we have at the house?
Oh, you don't have a loyalty, do you?
Not really. What's cheap is usually what I get.
Now that's the problem, John. The cheap. It, first of all, baby wipes are overpriced.
That is true. That is true.
It's one.
You're about to find out just how overpriced everything is soon when you have that baby.
Everybody says, oh, you need something for the baby? Run to Walmart. It'll only be $100. Doesn't matter if it's one item, five items. Oh, you're going to be spending $100.
You need three diapers? $100.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a bottle of formula? $100.
Well, we buy baby wipes, and I buy them in bulk, and I've been buying them in bulk for years. We'll get a big box from the baby aisle, and then I'm very frugal. People may not know. I actually will calculate the unit price on things when I'm shopping and make my decision. Now, some
this
stuff.
This is the life of a math teacher, people. This is the life of a math teacher.
Yes. And that's twofold. One, math teachers are underpaid. And two, if I didn't have to worry about the underpaid part, then I wouldn't have to calculate these unit prices.
Right?
Now, yeah, then I wouldn't have to worry about it. But anyway. In all seriousness, I do have a loyalty to Huggies.
Huggies.
Yes, they're baby wipes. Now, they did change. They came in a hard plastic case, and I guess that they said, we're going to keep the same price, but give it to you in a piece of polyester or whatever plastic.
Right. That's how they roll.
Yes. Instead of this big hard plastic container that was perfect for the bathroom at home. So I actually saved those containers and keep putting my baby wipes in them. But Huggies, I'll take some of those out on trail with me. I haven't tried the wussy wipes. According to you, they hold up better. But my Huggies do okay. I don't know.
Listen. You do you. You know, like, don't let anybody judge you based on your baby wipes. Don't do that. You should love yourself for what you choose. When it comes to baby wipes, if you're a Huggies guy, hug it out, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Unless if I get coupons for a different brand that'll make them cheaper, that's a quality one.
I think we have Cottonelle. Does that sound right?
Oh, Cottonelle. Now that's my go-to toilet paper. I'm about to tell you about a glorious poop here in just a second that I had last backpacking.
You know what we do for toilet paper? We were big Charmin people. Like, we like Charmin.
Yeah.
Like the Charmin Ultra Strong Charmin stuff.
That's the
and
bear
we found
one.
Out that Kroger and Walmart have a generic version of it, which costs like half the price, and it's just as good.
I don't know if I'm buying it.
You don't have to. You like Cottonelle, so why would you buy it?
Do you put that in your house all the time? Because I put
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. No issues.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and it's cheap.
Well, personally, I like the Cottonelle. Whichever one the purple is. I think it's like Ultra Comfort Triple Ply or
it's
whatever.
Lavender in it.
Oh, that would be nice.
Probably some lavender in it, yeah.
I don't think it has lavender, but I would advocate for it to have lavender.
Okay, so you like that for toilet paper. You like Huggies for wipes. What about for like Kleenex or like facial towel? Whatever you call them.
Oh, some kind of tissue?
Yeah, like tissues, facial tissues.
Okay. My tissue, got to go with Kleenex, man. There's a reason why everybody calls tissues Kleenexes, even if they're a great value brand. And it's because Kleenex has got it going on.
We do Puffs with aloe.
Oh, Puffs is great, too.
Puffs with aloe, man. Because, like, you know how, like, at this time of year, the weather's starting to change a lot. Like, this morning I couldn't talk. Like, I was really worried about whether or not I was even going to be able to do this podcast because I sounded like Barry White. But your nose gets all, like, raw from blowing it all the time because it's always
right here. You get a big scab right there from rubbing it so much.
Puffs with aloe, man. Puffs with aloe. They also have Puffs with Vicks plus aloe. So, like, when you know, like, how Vicks, you breathe in Vicks and it causes you, the vapor rub. And it helps to, like, clear out your nasal passages. That's in the tissues.
Well,
it's nice.
I woke up with stuffy nose and congested and stuff yesterday. And today, still stuffy. And I felt so bad. I just got back from the chiropractor But instead of snap, crackle, pop, I was getting a massage.
Oh, that's a shame. I hate that for you.
I know. So I got a massage. But anyway, treat yourself.
Can I tell you something really funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is really funny. So last week I happened to mention that I'm going backpacking with Carl from Backpacking and Blisters on this trip that he's doing. I didn't really say where or when or anything like that. Well, apparently people from his podcast who listen to his podcast listen to our podcast. And they started contacting him saying, can we invite Jeremiah to come too? Can we, you know, all this stuff. And so I get this random text from Carl going, you unbeknownst to yourself just sabotage my trip.
Oh no, it
wasn't sabotage. Let me see if I find the message, because it was really funny. I mean, it was funny. He was totally joking when he sent it to me, but it was just one of those really funny messages. It was last Wednesday. There he is. He goes, you have successfully pranked me without realizing it, probably. Your announcement of the RRG trip is causing some chaos. I had to apologize. I was like, man, sorry, I didn't know it was going to cause a problem. And he goes, oh, you didn't. You're fine. He goes, just, yeah. So they were like, John's not enough. We need to have Jeremiah.
They said, keep it on the download, John. And John said, okay, I'll talk about it next week.
The thing was, I was never even told to keep it on the down low. That's the best part. I was never told because I didn't realize, like.
That's on Carl.
Yeah. Well,
and you know,
I'll take some of the blame for that.
I did get a message. Let me look here. I got it. Whitney. Yeah, I got a message from Whitney. I haven't responded, but I did text you and ask for some preliminaries on where you're going and what the dates were. And, you know, because if I had to work, my main problem in the winter, spring, wintertime, is it gets dark so early that if I leave work, let's say that all my friends are going backpacking and they're getting there Friday morning. Well, I'm going to get there Friday at like 6, 7 p.m. and I'm going to have to find them in the dark. And if it's somewhere I've never been before, that could be hard.
Yeah. Well, nice thing. I think this is after daylight savings kicks in.
Okay. I think this is the last year for that.
Yeah. I hope so, man. I'm so tired of that.
Fingers are crossed.
It'd be nice to have that extra hour of backpacking in the wintertime.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to be, and I know this is just me, okay, so not everybody has the same situation as me, but personally, I have to be at work at like 7:30, 7:45, so I'm going to be inside and working, and so it's not going to matter if the sun comes up at 9 or 8, and in the wintertime, it's coming up at like 8, with daylight savings time now earlier, but yeah, I would rather have that evening hour.
I would too, man. I would rather have it in the evening time so you can do things with your family. You can go camping. You can do all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
So, I'm 100% with you. And I'm at work about 7:10 every morning, and I drive an hour to get there. So, oof. I feel your morning pain, bro. I feel your morning pain.
Yeah, the lack of sleep. I got this.
And
got
last night was the Super Bowl, man.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
I did. I've got red in the background because both teams were wearing red, and I'm not picking. And I really didn't have a dog in the fight, to be honest with you.
Who were you rooting for if you had to pick?
Probably San Francisco because I'm a little bitter over a playoff game against Kansas City a couple years ago with the Browns.
It's understandable, man.
Yeah.
Big Browns fan.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's just, it's not that big of a deal, right?
It's entertaining. And
yeah,
all the people 30 and older probably loved the halftime show. All the people younger are like, who's Usher? You know?
I don't know. I think some of the songs you still hear played on the radio, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Little John. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even about to try and copy that and do it the right way, because it's there's nothing worse than me trying to sound like that. That's just like not good. So I got some really cool news for you, man.
Yeah, hit me with it.
So last January, I weighed in at 305 pounds.
Oh, okay.
305 pounds. It was the biggest I've ever been in my life. And there's a lot that went into that. It's a whole story for another day. Started losing weight this last year and back in October, started on a weight loss program with a medical weight loss facility here in Lexington, and I'm down to 240.
Wow, dude. That is incredible. Down
60. Yeah, man, lost 65 pounds. 65 pounds so far. Yeah. And I lost 52 of that since October.
Yeah, man, what's the secret?
Calories.
I think the secret's discipline. What do you think?
Well, for me, it's hunger. Like I'm
hungry right now.
Part of what I'm doing is they've got something that helps me with hunger, like helps me suppress my hunger. Because, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of diet people say, well, just don't eat unless you're hungry. Yeah. Well, what if you're hungry 24/7?
Yeah, I stay hungry.
So that's always been my problem, is just I'm never not hungry. I could go to a Brazilian steakhouse where they just feed you meat, where you've mm-hmm. got meat sweats by the end of it, and an hour after I get home, I'm hungry for something else.
Yeah, you know, when I skip lunch the most, though, is on trail. I almost always bring whatever my go-to is, like tortilla with peanut butter and jelly, mm-hmm. or like peanut butter and dried bananas or something like that. But I almost always bring that back home. So I started just doing a snack instead. That's what I done on my last trip. Worked out. Actually, it's the first trip I've ever been on, my last one, that I didn't bring any food home with me. I ate every single thing. And even on the way out, I had me a little breakfast biscuit, a little Nature Valley.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, I do the Green Belly meals. I take those with me for lunches.
Dude, I try to give one of those to Mr. Backpack with Jason, sir.
Yeah.
And this is nasty. This is just a big, hard, compressed, like, ball of seed and nuts and berries.
Some of them are good, man.
I thought it was good. Green Belly sent me a few of them, and I thought they were delicious.
I think they're fantastic. I really like them. So they've got a spiced apple one that's, like, awesome. It's kind of – it's apple, but it's actually kind of spicy. Like, it's got a little bit of kick to it. So good.
Hated that one. I throw those in the trash. So we have a different –
are you not a spicy guy?
Well, I love spicy, but spicy like sriracha sauce and that kind of stuff. I'm not really going for spiced apple. Yeah, but teach their own.
I liked it. I thought it was good. Like those, to me, that's – you know why I don't like the tortilla thing for lunches?
What?
It's too much work.
Okay, tell me the work, and I'll tell you how to make it more efficient.
I mean, you're not doing it anymore, so I think you probably agree with me a little bit. But, like, you have to get out. You have to pull out this thing, get your tortilla out, grab something to spread your peanut butter with, do the peanut butter. Then you got all this trash and stuff you got to throw away, and then put the rest of the tortillas up for the next day. Where all I have to do is I pull out this bar, open it, take a bite.
Yeah, you can do it on the go. You don't even have to stop. But
and I'm
going to
get more calories, and they're more nutrient dense than a tortilla and peanut butter.
I'm having trouble finding the squeeze peanut butter, like the tear-off packet.
Yeah.
Probably not great for the environment. It's probably better to have the big container. And, well, I mean, I'm not taking the big container. I'll tell you what I did sometimes is I would take out a couple of scoops of peanut butter and I put it in a Ziploc, and then you cut off the corner of the Ziploc, and then it's like one of those little cake.
Oh, it's a piping bag then.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. So then you squirt the peanut butter and you don't have to worry about. I buy these little cups, the Jif little cups.
Yeah.
I don't like them because then you got this hard plastic trash. So I like the ones that are just squeezed. You just tear it off and squeeze it. But if you get like the organic or whatever, it's the only one that Kroger has. They're like five times as much. I'm like, I'm not paying $5 for this one little packet. You know?
Like I said, I just do the Green Belly meals. They're just easy. And like one bar, like it has two sides to it. That's two lunches.
Oh, yeah.
So I ate half of it for one lunch. I ate the other half for the lunch the next day.
Well, those are jam-packed with calories, too. I mean, that
calories
bar-
and nutrients. I mean, they got all kinds of nutrients and stuff in them and protein, and it's like it's just better bang for your buck than tortillas and peanut butter.
You know who sent me an Instagram message and asked if I want to try something? They're called Me Eats or Emmy Eats. I'm not really. It's I-M-M-I Eats. Is that Emmy Eats?
Ima?
Eats.
I'm
I don't know. It's on Instagram, but they sent me a message last week on Tuesday and said, hey, Jeremiah, want to try some healthy ramen? Which I'm skeptical, first of all. healthy ramen. What does that even mean? And then I just said, sure, I'd love to. And they said, woohoo. It literally says woohoo. So it must be a younger person running this account. What's a good address to send some? I gave them the address and they said, all right, we'll send you the tracking info. So I'm going to try some healthy ramen. I would not have tried the healthy ramen whatsoever if they hadn't have reached out on Instagram, because I never would have heard of them. But I do not like the ramen bombs. Okay, the mashed potatoes and the ramen mixed together, that's a no-no for me.
I've still never had that. I need to have one.
Well, you're not missing anything, John. Imagine mashed potatoes with noodles in it. I mean, who wants noodles in their mashed potatoes?
I mean, I don't know yet. I've never had it.
You may love it. You like the spiced apple, and I didn't like
it. Yeah. I mean, there's no telling, man. And here's the thing. There's also a question you have to ask before eating something like that, too. How many miles did you hike?
Yeah. Yeah, you might actually.
It's amazing what tastes good after a long miles day. You know, like you've done 20 miles and just about anything tastes good.
You might want the extra calories. It might say healthy on the package, but you might actually want the one with more fat. I don't know. I don't know if they're good calories, but I'll tell you, on this last trip, I tried to bring in as much fresh food as possible.
Yeah.
I brought half an avocado. I brought a banana. I brought two of those cutie oranges. Although I don't know.
My kids love those things, man.
I think those are heavily GMO. But I guess everything is.
Well, I mean, they're seedless, so they have to be GMO.
Yeah, but are they supposed to be that size? Or do they GMO them and say,
they're mandarin oranges. So okay. I mean, mandarin oranges are tiny, so.
All right. Well, you're right on the seedless, so it has to be GMO.
Yeah.
I'll still eat it though. I'm not exclusively organic or anything.
They're delicious. My kids eat them up, man. They eat them up. We have a rule in our house. You have to ask if you want to eat candy, but you can eat fruit whenever you want.
Oh, I like that.
So the kids can just grab a banana, an apple, oranges. We keep all that stuff around the house at all times, and they just grab them and go crazy.
You feel like scarcity for candy and stuff if you're only getting it on special occasions. Let's say you're a kid and you don't have a lot of candy around. So you get it on special occasions and then you want to binge candy. Do you think that changes? Excuse me. If your family is, they always have candy around, you always have access to it. And then it makes you be like, actually I just don't want any. Do you think there's any validity to that?
Yeah, there might be. I mean, there could be.
Maybe it just depends on the household.
Yeah, I mean, my kids know, like, we've still got a stupid amount of Christmas candy, you know?
I'll like, send it my
once
way.
Once October hits, there's candy in the house until Easter, because you got Halloween, followed by Christmas, followed by Valentine's Day, followed by Easter.
Keep the holidays flowing, man.
So
the
just, there's always going to be some kind of candy in the house. So, like, the kids just know, though, they're not allowed to eat a bunch of it at once. Like, that's just one of our things. Even at Halloween.
Yeah,
one or two pieces at a time, because we don't want them making themselves sick, and we also don't want to be those parents that, like, let their kids look like I did a year ago.
Well, that is a big part. You want them to be healthy.
Yeah.
Should we say Happy Valentine's Day to everybody?
Well, I mean, it is Valentine's Day when they're listening to this.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, folks.
The sweethearts, you can throw those in the trash. I don't like those. Bridget bought me a box of them, and then she ended up eating them. And I was like, you're eating my candy? She's like, they've been here for a month. You haven't touched them. I said, I don't really care for them, honestly.
You know what kind of candy I like that most people don't?
Oh, I can only guess.
This might catch you off guard a little bit.
Wait, is it a chocolate? Is it a fruity candy?
No.
It's not fruity. Okay, how would you
tell you what it is? Let me tell you what it is.
Hold on, I want one guess.
If I tell you, you'll guess it. I can't tell you, because the moment I tell you what kind of candy it is, you'll guess it.
All right, just give it to me.
Peeps.
Oh, you'd say Easter.
I'd say marshmallow. I'd say marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
And the moment you say marshmallow, everybody goes straight to Peeps. So I knew if I told you that, I wouldn't get to tell you what it is.
You love Peeps?
I love Peeps, dude.
Don't care for them.
And most people don't. But you know what's really good?
What?
Have you ever put one over a fire?
You know, I don't think I've ever put a peeps. I don't know what situation I had peeps around a fire, just period.
Hey, dude, you take peeps and you, if you've got a fire, like a fire pit or something, and you're doing like marshmallows, do peeps. Because the candy caramelizes on the outside of it, like the sugar on the outside caramelizes, and it gives like a crust on the outside of this really soft, gooey marshmallow. Dude, so good.
You know, the caramelized, so good. You know about the, is it evaporated milk that you use to caramelize?
You use regular, usually use cream and butter.
I hear something about, you do something with the can of evaporated milk.
Really? I
remember, okay, I'm going to have to look.
Uh-oh.
I know we need to wrap pretty soon, but I need to know this, John. Okay, evaporated milk.
Yeah, my family's about to pull into the house.
Okay, this will be the last thing, I promise.
Oh, you're good, man.
Evaporated milk, caramel. I knew it would be one of the first choices. I thought that you could do it in the can. It's something to do in the can.
I don't know. I've never done it. So I know how to make caramel, but I've never done it with evaporated milk before.
I found it. Prep time, 5 minutes. Total time, 4 hours.
4 hours?
You got to remove.
Do it the traditional way.
Now, listen to this, John. You have to remove the label. That's essential. It's the very first step. Then place the unopened can in a slow cooker and then pour water in until it's covered. Then you cook it on high for 3.5 to 4.5 hours. Do not attempt to open the can while it's hot, as the hot dulce de leche may spit out because of the pressure inside the can. I don't know if this is healthy, dude. Is it safe to cook inside inside of a metal can?
I'm not going to try that.
I think I'll buy my caramel.
I'll just make it the old-fashioned way. It takes like 10 minutes.
Oh, I've never made it before, but it is one of my favorites. It goes perfect with chocolate. And
you know what's really good is you make the caramel sauce, but then you pick like a fruit to infuse in with it, like blueberries or something.
What do you mean infuse in with it? Like smash it up.
You macerate the blueberries in there while you're making the syrup. And you can actually make like a blueberry caramel.
I wonder if you can dehydrate that, and that would be a trail snack where you could just be break you off a piece and it's caramel.
I bet you could. Oh. And now you're making me want to try it.
Oh, you know what? Our audience didn't know they were going to get a chef lesson today, did they?
I'll tell you, man. That's a good idea. That's actually a really good. I was actually going to say, when you were talking about bringing fruit with you on trail, I've got a dehydrator, and my hope is this year I'm going to be doing more dehydrated fruits with me when I go out on trail.
Yeah, you should, man. And you can also, I saw. What's their channel name? I can't remember, but they do a lot of meals and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's Tony Pippen and Melissa.
They're doing the homesteading thing now, aren't they?
But they got a Frugal Homestead channel that is doing really, really well. The other one is Our World Outdoors, I think. I watched a bunch of their dehydrating things because I need to get me a dehydrator. And they dehydrated everything, dude. They made, they dehydrated slices of cake.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Coffee. And I was like, oh, that's such a good idea. I got to get, and they're not very expensive. 50 bucks, 75 bucks at Walmart, and you could have a really good dehydrator.
Yeah. I got one for Christmas 1 year, and we've used it. When we go on road trips, I make beef jerky, dehydrate fruit, do the whole thing. So
yeah, we should.
We need to make that happen. Well, should we
wrap up?
I was just going to say, we probably need to wrap this thing up, but letting people know this next week is our first live stream back. Tara Trex is going to be joining us on this one, and we're excited to have her on. She's getting ready to make an attempt for a supported FKT of the Appalachian Trail. So, should be pretty awesome. So, for myself and Jeremiah, the king of Kentucky backpacking stringer, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Adios, folks.